Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. We are in Detroit for the auto show, not just any old auto show. It's the once-a-year extravaganza known as the North American International Auto Show. Here in Detroit, we're in Cobo, broadcasting in the lobby. We've been doing this in this same exact spot for, at least 15 years or so. So I've carved out a place for myself, and I'm very thankful to all the great support of the people who put on this show, including Michelle Evangelista and her entire team. And I'm also very grateful to all of the wonderful guests who join us each year when we do our broadcast here from this spot. And joining us is a gentleman who's been with us many times in the past. His name is Doug Murtha, and he is the Vice President of Scion. Doug, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Seems like I haven't been out on the show floor yet, but 2015 seems to be a really good year. There's a lot of energy and certainly a lot of people here in attendance.
Absolutely, yes, and a lot of investment in the show stands this year. You can tell everybody's definitely engaged and taking the show as seriously as ever.
Excellent. I was out at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas before coming here, and there was a record number of automakers there, and also noticed that the booths out there were quite impressive. I mean, they were auto show type booths and a lot of investment. So you're absolutely right. They're investing. The car companies are investing in their displays, and that's a good thing for everybody. Let's talk about what folks can find within the Scion display here in Detroit 2015. What's the big news that you've got at the show for us?
Okay. Well, our big news, we don't have an independent press event here this year, but we are carrying over some of the news that we revealed in Los Angeles in November. Really three stories there. Number one, we announced that Scion will receive three new products to our lineup within a three-year period, which we're very excited about.
Yes.
Two of those new products we will display a little bit later this year in New York in April. And one of those two we showed in concept form in Los Angeles, and that was a vehicle we call the IM Concept. And we've brought that with us here to Detroit to share with the consumers and the media here at the Detroit Auto Show. So IM Concept is a C-segment, a subcompact hatchback. It blends a little bit of the sleek design and performance elements of a sports car with the versatility of a subcompact hatchback. Very grounded appearance, wheels at the F-size, 19-inch forged alloys, a performance and dynamics story that we'll be sharing more about in New York in April.
That's great. I didn't make it out to the LA Auto Show this year. I had some family business to attend to, so I can't wait to get a look at this concept vehicle. And it seems like you guys have done extremely well in recent times with some of your newer introductions, including the FRS. That certainly seems to have rolled out extremely well.
Yeah, the product has pretty much done what we expected. We got a great first 2 years out of that. We're getting into year three, which for that segment tends to fall off a little bit, but the product is still doing very well for us. I think there were some who were concerned, could Scion support a $25,000, $26,000 price point? Some who said we might, but we would put a 55-year-old midlife crisis buyer in the seat, and that's absolutely not who we've sold to. Since the launch of the product, our average age driver has been about 31. That's what it is today, so we're really putting the buyer we targeted in the seat of the car, and from that standpoint, it's definitely delivering what we needed from the car.
That's great. Let's talk about Scion and demographics. I understand Scion has some of the youngest buyers in the marketplace.
Absolutely. We still have a TC, which is our volume leader, is still a 27-year-old buyer. As I said, the FRS is bringing in a 31-year-old buyer. On average, we run about 36, which still, by auto industry standpoint, is a pretty young young target.
Absolutely. What can we look forward to from the Scion brand? As you noted, we're going to have some news in New York, but I'm sure you've got a plan for years to come that you can't tell us about. But in general terms, what are we going to see from Scion? What are some of the goals that you have personally for the brand?
Well, I think our objective as a brand really hasn't changed since our launch. From a consumer standpoint, we're here to offer distinctive products they might not have a chance to offer or buy through the Toyota brand. We offer a purchase process that is still distinct from the industry with a no negotiation, no haggle sales model. Selfishly, from the manufacturer's standpoint, we're still a laboratory for experimentation. We've continued to try new things in marketing arena with product on campus with some of our vendor partnerships, and that's going to continue to be part of the brand. I think it's no secret we've had a relative quiet period here since the launch of the FRS. We're very excited about getting these three new products into the lineup and turning things around a bit from a sales volume standpoint and re-engaging our dealers. I think they've been very patient with us and understood some of the quiet period, and now they're excited and ready to sell these new products.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about this concept vehicle. It sounds very enticing. Kind of give our listeners a little verbal walk around the vehicle, if you could describe it stylistically. Folks, of course, can go to Scion.com and all the usual places, MotorTrend.com, AutoWorldRadio.com, to see some pictures. But verbally, it's always interesting to hear from somebody like yourself, Doug. So give us a little verbal walk around that concept vehicle.
Okay, very good. As I said earlier, it's fundamentally a C-segment or subcompact hatchback product. The group we work with to create the concept was very much inspired by vehicles from the European touring circuits. So there's very much that look in the vehicle. Very wide stance, very low ride height, wheels definitely out at the corners. Definitely some elements, both dynamism and drama in the front and rear bumpers. It's in a very bright blue color that is absolutely eye-catch and will be not too far from a production color we'll have for the vehicle when it comes to market. So unfortunately, at this point, we're a little light on some of the technical specs and some of the content and positioning. As we did announce in Los Angeles, though, we intend to bring this vehicle to market under $20,000 with a great fuel economy and value story, and look forward to sharing more details in April.
Oh, that sounds great. Let's talk a little bit more about Scion and what it means to you personally and what it means as a brand. If you had to encapsulate some of the qualities that make up a Scion vehicle to some listener who is joining us right now who perhaps isn't that familiar with the brand, when you say Scion, what are some of the attributes that you like folks to have in their minds when they're considering taking a look at a Scion? What are some of the attributes about Scion that really shine?
Well, I think the lineup has always been relatively eclectic. We pull different products from other overseas markets, and none of them clearly fit a one-size-fits-all description, and I think that's where we intend to continue to go with the lineup. We have five vehicles in our product lineup right now. I often get asked about the next generation of many of those products, and in a lot of cases, we're not going to do a next generation. We reserve the right to bring something new and different into the lineup that meets the interests and needs of our target customer. And I think those have actually evolved over time. While since our introduction, we have continued to target a fairly independent-minded subsegment of the 18 to 34-year-old market, when you look at the mindset of that consumer in, say, 2005 versus the mindset of that consumer in 2015, they're very different. Demographically, not that different, but psychographically, very different. And I think some of those changes in that mindset will start to find their way into the types of products we bring into the lineup.
Well, Doug, as usual, it's a pleasure spending time with you here at the Big Auto Show in Detroit. For more information on all things Scion, where's the best place to go, website-wise, social media-wise, whatever you'd like to promote, go right ahead.
Yeah, I would just say Scion.com is still the starting point, and there are links there to our racing forums and our lifestyle forums and all the rest, so a great starting point, Scion.com.
Wonderful. He's He's Doug Murtha, and he's Vice President of Scion. Thanks again, Doug.
Great. Thank you, Bob.
This is Bob Long from the North American International Auto Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
I have a 70-pound Royal Standard Poodle. Her name is Zelia. And 3 years ago, Zelia's ears were a mess. She would have sticky, gooey, smelly discharge in her ears. We took Zelia to the vet 7 times of $150 every time. The vet offered no success at all. My wife and I are driving, and we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
859-428-1000. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
6 days after I started feeding her Dinovite, my dog's ear problems were cured. My dog no longer yelps. She can be petted without pain, and it's because Dinovite made our dog healthy again.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to extensive coverage of Auto World's North American International Auto Show Press Days. And we are joined right now by Erica Klampfel, who is the Global Future Mobility Manager for the Ford Motor Company. Erica, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Bob. Great to be on the show.
Well, I was out in Las Vegas for the CES event, just a gigantic convention, makes the automotive show, the SEMA show every November, makes it that one look small. This CES event is absolutely gigantic, and I understand you are out there as well.
Yes, it was great to be out in Vegas last week. It really was big. It was my first time at the show, and I was pretty surprised as well by the magnitude and all the cool technology out there.
Yeah, lots of cool technology and more automotive introductions and news being made there. And that's, of course, what we're going to talk about here today. There was a lot of news out there in the realm of autonomous vehicles and lots of other high-tech areas. But let's talk about your area of expertise, and that's future mobility. Explain that term for our listeners around North America. What exactly does it mean?
Yeah, sure. So Ford is really looking at mobility. How do we get people from A to B seamlessly? You know, the car is just one node in the transportation ecosystem. There are a lot of other ways that people need to get around. And so at Ford, we're really looking for new solutions for our customers.
Excellent. Out at CES, I know you had a number of announcements. Tell us about some of the news that you broke at CES.
Yeah, so Mark announced our mobility strategy, our Ford Smart Mobility, and he also announced the 25 experiments that we have going on. So right now we're really in an experimental phase to see where does Ford want to play in this space, mm-hmm. who should our partners be, and what solutions do we want to go forward with. And the experiments are global.
Excellent. So there are 25 different experiments going on, and the reach is around the world. Give us an idea of some of those different experiments.
Yeah, so for example, in the U.S., we have a car swap program going on with Ford employees. So, you know, in the past, we've kind of informally swapped cars. Maybe you worked on a vehicle, you know, mm-hmm. designed the inside and, oh, you want to drive it, or maybe you need a truck to haul something,
sure.
Or you just want to try out some new technology. So because of that, we actually implemented a swap program where our employees can swap their lease cars. And it's a cool way for us to understand how do we make that sharing experience more seamless? How do we improve our products and our technologies to make them work better in these sorts of sharing schemes?
Yeah, that certainly makes a lot of sense and certainly could be a lot of fun for lots of folks,
yep.
being able to swap cars. What are some of the other experiments that are currently underway?
Yeah, so if we go to Africa, we're not just looking at sharing in the urban environment. We're also looking at the urban environment and how we can improve mobility there. So one example, we're working with a health provider to instrument and make our vehicles connected so that we can actually help map the Gambia. So a lot of the rural roads don't have maps available to actually show where the roads are. So it's one way of using connectivity and mobility in the rural areas. And the healthcare provider then, it will help them get better access, direct
sure.
their healthcare providers and workers to get medical attention sooner.
So you're really out there saving lives and making people's lives healthier. And I can understand that certainly would be very rewarding to be involved in that type of experiment. GPS is just remarkable in how it's kind of revolutionized the world.
Yeah, and in Mark's keynote speech, he really did talk about how a lot of what we're doing is about a better world. We have other experiments going on in Mumbai, for mm-hmm. example, looking at, it's a part of our Innovate Mobility Challenge series, where we're looking to get the maker community to help develop good ideas for mobility solutions. So you can think about it as crowdsourcing good ideas. So we pose challenges or issues in certain cities around the world and have developers come in and offer solutions. We offer prizes for the best solutions. So in Mumbai, we have one that was, the challenge was the Mumbai Monsoon App Challenge.
Okay.
And so looking at data you can get off the vehicle, how can you actually use that connectivity to develop ways for people to get around in the monsoon season?
Yeah, that certainly makes a whole lot of sense. Most of us here in North America are not familiar with what a monsoon season
right.
would be. So that would be extraordinarily helpful to the folks in Africa. So this is, as you said, a global initiative on the part of the Ford Motor Company. I know that Mark, as you noted, was one of the keynote speakers out in Las Vegas, and I've known Mark Fields for a number of years, and he's held many different positions within the Ford Motor Company and has held some positions outside of North America, and this has probably given him an even more global perspective.
Yeah, he's really challenged the team to be innovative, and a lot of the mobility solutions that we're doing are really leveraging, startups, innovative companies, getting ideas from the maker community, from universities. So it's been great having him on board.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're tapping into universities around the world. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. We're working with probably over 10 universities. We work a lot with the University of Michigan, mm-hmm. With their smart team, Numtree. We're also working with universities in China, such as Tsinghua University. So we're working with Aachen University in Germany. So we really have a lot going on around the globe.
Oh, that's great. And certainly this must be an exciting project for you to be a manager of. Like you say, chock full of experiments, but at the same time, this is something that could really change the future of the world.
Yeah, we're looking at not just our products, as Mark, mentioned, we're a product and a, vehicle, truck and car company, but we're also a mobility company. So it is really exciting to look at what are the new business opportunities for Ford and how can we really make a difference.
Are you looking at different fuels as well? Is that part of the mobility project?
No, that's not a part of the mobility project, but we do work closely with the sustainability group within Ford.
What's the most interesting of the group of experiments that are presently underway that you would like to share with us? Anything additionally in the realm of experiments that are currently underway that you can share with us?
Yes, I always get asked that question. It's like picking your which child is
your favorite.
Which children is your favorite?
Yeah.
There's so many really exciting projects. I really like the breadth of the Innovate Mobility Challenge series.
Yeah.
I really like that. We're getting ideas from all over the world, and it's really helping us understand people's challenges and also how they would solve the problems.
Sure, absolutely. Erica, I really want to thank you very much for stopping by and telling us all about Ford's Global Future Mobility. She is the Global Future Mobility Manager for the Ford Motor Company. Is there a place online that folks can go and check out a little bit more about the project?
It'll be coming.
Coming soon?
Coming soon.
All right, we'll have to get you back on, and you can tell us about it at that point. But in the meantime, enjoy the rest of the Detroit Auto Show, and thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
We'll take a time out, and then more.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
Please grab a pen and paper or type this into your phone. InvestYourself.com. For the best free financial newsletter on the planet, go to InvestYourself.com and sign up today. Hi, my name is Bob Renier, and for over 20 years I've been publishing InvestYourself.com, and I guarantee you this is the only newsletter that provides the truth, it's easy to read, and it's free. Consider this. The Feds have just ended the QE program in this country. But Japan and Europe continue to print money, and all of this affects our stock market in ways you've never seen before. I invite you to sign up at investyourself.com. Our absolutely free newsletter will help guide you through what's really affecting our markets instead of the nonsense you hear from the mainstream media. For over 20 years, people have called it the best free newsletter on the planet, and I think you'll agree. Take a moment and go over to investyourself.com and sign up today. It's absolutely free, no credit card required, no ID required. Simply pop your email address in the box. That's investyourself.com, investyourself.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM. I recently learned about a very unusual pharmacist who does not advocate use of prescription drugs, except in rare circumstances, say when powerful antibiotics are needed to kill a potentially lethal infection, such as pneumonia or staph. Instead, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from Boulder, Colorado, suggests always giving the body all the nutrients it needs to survive, thrive, escape illness, and live younger and longer. I don't think you will find anyone who knows more about how the body works and can explain it in such a delightful and entertaining way. Ben has recorded some very useful health nugget minutes that are available 24/7 online at criticalhealthnews.com. I invite you to log on to criticalhealthnews.com, listen to these pharmacist Ben health nuggets, and maybe even interact with Ben via chat or email. You're going to love Pharmacist Ben online at criticalhealthnews.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. This is Auto World, and without question, Ford has made a huge splash here at the show with the unveiling of three performance cars, and joining us right now to tell us all about this incredible introduction that was just held just a short while ago is Ford's Vice President of Design, Maury Callum. Maury, great to see you.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Happy and healthy 2015.
And the same to you.
Well, let's talk about the Ford GT.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, but you guys have resurrected it once again.
Yes, we've resurrected it, but I think we've done something different this time as well. I think we obviously, for our 100th anniversary, brought back the Ford GT, and really that was really, I would call, a heritage car in terms of the looks and the feel of the car. What we want to do with this Ford GT is really bring it into the 21st century. There are elements of the car that people will recognize the original GT40, mm-hmm. and it pays homage to it in certain areas in terms of the profile and some of the graphics. But if you look at the car, it can be nothing else but a 21st century car, and really a car for the future.
It is an absolutely gorgeous design. I mean, everything from all angles, this vehicle is just visually stunning. I love the exhaust treatment.
Yeah.
For our listeners joining us, a around North America and around the world. Give us a little verbal walk around the vehicle.
Well, I think, as I say, as you walk up the car, you'll recognize elements of the original GT40. The fender relationship, the front fender to the rear fender, is that lovely tight rear fender and quite a long nose in the car. The profile of the car is quite conventional supercar-like. And the front graphics, where you get the squared-off headlamps and the nostrils, again, signatures of the GT40. But that's really where it stops. And then the round lights, obviously another element of the GT40, but round tail lamps. But that's really where it stops. And you get close to the car, you really realize that this is a car that could only be made now. You know, it's yes. Carbon fiber technology. The real dramatic view of the car is the plan view of the car, where we have what we call a fuselage feeling of the car, which starts into the car, and then pontoon elements for the fenders, which are actually joined by flying buttresses at the rear, which really give the car a very dramatic look.
Very dramatic. The rear view on the car is absolutely stunning. And certainly when you look at the overall nuances of the vehicle, too, there's a lot of texture in the design.
Yeah, and this has really been a real joining of great engineering, great aerodynamics, and great design. And we've done this in record time as well. We've done this, and I've said this is the fastest car we've ever designed. And it probably is the fastest car, but it's also the fastest car ever the way we designed it as well, because we really only started this about a little over 12 months ago. So it's really gone from sketch to reality in a year.
Oh, that is absolutely a great story. And, you know, glimpsing in, it looks like the interior is quite a nice place to spend time. And the treatment of the doors seem quite different than the Ford GT of 2004.
The door opening is different, the way the doors are hinged. It doesn't have the cutout in the roof, which caused some problems in the last GT. So it's quite a dramatic look when you open the door as well. And the fact that actually the sill opens with the door itself means that the ingress and egress of the car is really good. So the crash structure is actually in the door pods itself. So really when you open the door, you're lifting up part of the side of the car and the underfloor of the car as well. So it really helps the ingress
much,
of the car.
Much better.
Much easier to get into the car as well, yeah.
That's great. Is this going to be a very limited production car? Have you guys announced any specifics?
I don't think we're mentioning numbers yet, but it will be more limited than the prior GT. But it will make it and will be for sale. And the numbers we're not going to say yet.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the latest in the Mustang lineup. The Mustang, of course, is all new for 2015 and has rolled out to absolutely great sales success. Let's talk about number one. We'll touch on the vehicle that was unveiled in Los Angeles, since I didn't make it out to L.A. this year. The return of the GT350 with the most powerful naturally aspirated V8 ever in a Mustang.
Yeah, in any production car, we believe. So, and actually, what we showed today is what we call the GT350R, which is the race pack. So it really is a track version of the car. So we've thrown everything out that people don't need when they're going to race. And there's no rear seat, there's no air conditioning, there's no stereo systems. So it's the first car with production car with carbon fiber wheels as well. So we've done everything to take a lot of weight out of the car. I think we've taken something like 130 pounds out of the car.
That's really significant. These must be great fun projects for you guys to work on.
I think as a car designer, we've all grown up loving cars, and we love sports cars as well. Let's face it. But this is the great thing about, you know, a lot of our talk of these days is how we're going to evolve innovation into our cars, and what of that innovation is doing cars like this, because it really is it's techniques and it's materials that will eventually help us get into production cars. Things like carbon fiber, for example, we're working with Dow Chemicals to look at carbon fiber and more mass production. So these are really test beds for us to really test some technologies. And another thing, an important thing, is aerodynamics, which is really very important, both the GT350R and the GT.
And the third equation here is the Raptor, and I haven't had a chance to see this one yet, but just a little backstory on the Raptor. I mean, Ford has had originally, of course, it was called the SVT, Special Vehicle Team, and the SVO division, I should say, in the 80s, and then the SVT Mustangs and other vehicles. And when you look at the sales figures of all the different specialty performance vehicles that Ford has done over the past few decades. The Raptor is the one that has sold the most of all these vehicles, which really surprises a lot of folks.
And we've actually now combined, you talk about SVT and SVO, we've actually now combined all our performance cars into what we can now call the Ford Performance Division. So we've actually now got one umbrella for all our cars globally. So, but the Raptor has been a fantastic success for us. The cars have been done very well, and you know, with the new aluminum F-150 that we've given the task to the guys to really design a Raptor that really suits that vehicle, and it's got all the traditional Raptor elements, but just amped up a little more, and I think it's a great looking vehicle.
What are some of your favorite design elements of the new Raptor?
Well, I think the new Raptor's got a little bit more differentiation from the prior Raptor. It's got a new tailgate on it, it's got a new rear bumper, it's got a new exhaust system as well, so it actually, the differentiation from the production car is even more accentuated, and the new body style of the F-150 actually suits the toughness of the Raptor a lot, and it really, really, really looks the part.
From a designer's perspective, is there a difference in working with, you're working with different elements here, you're working with steel, with the Mustang, you're working with aluminum, with the Raptor, and you're working with carbon fiber with the GT. What's the difference from a designer's perspective in tackling all three of these projects?
They all have their slight different nuances about what you can do with them in terms of a material, and things like aluminum, there used to be more limitations, but as we get more used to building cars in aluminum, we're getting to the point where we can virtually replicate what we can do in steel in some areas. Sometimes, you know, the tightness of corners and things are a little bit more difficult to get in aluminum, but we're getting a lot better. And carbon fiber is actually a really flexible material, which is actually, you need a lot more in carbon fiber than you need a lot of other materials. So it's actually it offers a lot to the designer.
Well, you are definitely stealing the show.
I hope so.
Heard a number of journalists say when the Ford GT rolled out, and I did not get to the unveiling, but I was over there, and there's a lot of people milling around taking pictures, and most of my journalist colleagues are in agreement that this is the show car. This is the one that really blows everybody away. An absolutely stunning debut, a world debut of the Ford GT here in Detroit. I love that rear view of the Ford GT. What's your favorite element of the Ford GT?
I think the overall car for me, you know, it's still a dream to do a car like this in your career. So just the car itself, I think just the blend of that pure Ford GT and modernity, I think is great. But obviously the what you're talking about, that rear view where you get that plan view, the pontoons and the fuselage of the vehicle, it's such an original,
Exotic.
Element. It's very exciting. And it's great to see, that we couldn't get people off the stand. We wanted to move the car from the arena to the stand. We couldn't actually get people off it. So that's usually a good sign.
That is definitely a good sign. Now all I have to do, Maury, is either get the big radio job or television job or win the lottery, because I want to be the first to get in line for that Ford GT.
Yeah, I think there's a few people with the name Ford in that list as well, so, and a few other people in Ford Motor Company, so you might have to battle a few people.
Excellent. Maury Callum is Ford's Vice President of Design and a great friend of the program. Maury, thank you so much for your time.
It's great to be here. Thanks very much.
We'll take a timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're in Detroit for the big auto show, the North American International Auto Show. Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Bob Long, and throughout this hour, we're going to bring you all kinds of cool guests as we tell you all about the exciting happenings here in the Motor City. Joining us right now is Anita Burke, who is the chief engineer on the Chevrolet Colorado. Welcome, Anita. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me, Bob.
Well, first thing I want to do is congratulate you. I spent more than 10 years at Motor Trend as their radio host, as well as writer, blogger, and streaming television host. And you guys really surprised a lot of folks by taking home the Golden Calipers for the Colorado. And after spending a week in one just a couple of weeks back, I fully concur with the folks at Motor Trend in making that big decision.
We are truly honored to have received the Golden Calipers from Motor Trend, and it truly is a recognition of the hard work and dedication to this truck team at General Motors that put into it, that we delivered the right truck.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to show you something that you may have already seen before, but take a look over there.
I love it. I love seeing our truck displayed with such glory. It's truly makes my heart very happy. The only thing that makes it happier is when I see customers driving them on the road. Wheels to the road is such a fantastic experience after the dedicated journey to bring this truck to market.
So true. And what I had Anita take a look at is the building across the street is being draped with an absolutely huge sign honoring the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Chevrolet Colorado.
Auto, and it's a real wonderful tribute to the vehicle, and lots of attention is being given it, as you would expect here at Cobo. Well, having driven the Colorado, I'm very, very familiar with the vehicle, and it came to me on a week that I had to visit my business partner, who is about 2.5 hours away from me, so I put some pretty significant mileage on the vehicle, and I can tell you, I was so impressed with the highway miles per gallon. As a matter of fact, on the highway, I actually did some calculations. I average more than 25 miles per gallon, which is more than the EPA sticker.
Yeah, we're segment leading with fuel economy, and our V6 obviously label is 1826, and clearly you're experiencing that label is really defines what this truck is, and real world is meeting everyone's expectations.
And the other thing that really blew me away about the Colorado was the interior. I mean, you guys have done such a wonderful job in the interior. All the luxury, comfort, and convenience features are either optional or standard on the vehicle. My particular vehicle had, you know, power everything, power windows, locks, mirrors, seat. It had the Chevrolet MyTouch system. It had navigation. It had heated seats. This particular vehicle was configured with the off-road package and the trailering package. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed the design element in the center stack there. You've got those little toggle switches.
Piano keys.
Yeah, exactly. I really like that. And I'm sure it's probably been extraordinarily well received within the media as well as within the Colorado buyers so far.
It has. You know, when we look at the midsize truck customer, they utilize their trucks for more than work and play. They use them for everyday commuting.
Mm-hmm.
So having those features that have been integrated into our everyday life that you just shared with us, and the intuitive nature of the keys, the buttons, the knobs, mm-hmm. and the accessibility of them was really a focus point for us as we developed this truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the customer feedback is telling us that. And, you know, sales to date, we've sold about 8,000 trucks as we just ramp up acceleration, just about 6 weeks into full production here.
Wow.
About half of those were sold in the month of December. So more to come here, but we're very excited. And our success is going to be based on what our customers are telling us. And it's been very exciting to date.
That's great. And being a guy who loves music and considers himself a bit of an audiophile, mine had the Bose system, and, you know, combined with the XM satellite radio, just a wonderful experience, especially when I was taking that long highway cruise.
Right. You could drive like a dream. The drivability of these, as I've said for a long time, the only thing that makes how they look better is how they drive. And that driving experience from the ride, the handling, to the audio and the interior refinement from a quiet standpoint,
mm-hmm.
and touch points really makes it just such a pleasure to drive.
Let's talk about the engine. It's a 3-liter V6, and it has a specific type of fuel injection. Tell us about the fuel injection on that vehicle.
It is a very exciting. It is an engine that we've utilized in General Motors, and we focused in on those gas engines into this truck as proven technology that really was going to deliver the segment-leading fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that V6 still delivers segment-leading horsepower right around 269 foot-pounds of torque. So it really does deliver both from a performance standpoint and a drivability standpoint.
And in addition to that, it's got variable valve timing, too.
It does.
Lots of the cool features.
It does. And it's got all of those features, dual overhead cam, and really just does integrate really, really well from a refinement standpoint and a smooth drivability standpoint.
Absolutely. No question. And let's talk a little bit more about the midsize compact pickup truck marketplace. This has been long neglected by a lot of manufacturers.
It truly has been long neglected, and I think truly you could say it's been a bit orphaned. Much of the industry has left it, and that's where when General Motors made the decision to enter into the midsize truck segment, General Motors currently, with this introduction, is the only automaker that has a truck that meets every customer's needs with our light-duty pickups, our heavy-duty pickups, and now the midsize truck. So we're very proud of that fact. And we wanted to, since we were coming back into this segment, make sure that we were not only going to give the customer the truck that they expected, but one they deserved. And we set that bar to hit that.
This truck that I drove, the Colorado, is a good handler, too. A much better handler than many people would expect. No doubt you guys put a lot of work into the suspension setup and the braking. Tell us a little bit about the suspension and some of the cool attributes of the vehicle.
One of the cool aspects of it is we are first to segment with electric power steering for the midsize truck. So this truck brings that in, and what that does is it not only is a fuel economy enabler, but it also gives that nice, precise, intuitive type handling experience across all driving segments or all road surface segments. So, it's really a fantastic balance with our, coilover spring front suspension. So it still has rear springs that really just deliver the capability while still having an exceptional ride.
And for those people who like to take their truck off-road or like to do some trailering, just as my test vehicle was equipped, you can easily get that variant of the Colorado. Tell us a little bit about the Z51 package.
The Z71 package is really an exciting package. It comes with our all-terrain Goodyear 17-inch tire.
Mm-hmm.
And our Z71, as well as our other trim levels with the fitted with the V6, is segment leading for payload and towing. So it's quite capable of towing anything you might need, 7,000 pounds, and the Colorado has 1,590 pounds worth of payload. So with that reconfigurable pickup box, you could do anything you want across whatever surface. It's a really exciting, very capable truck.
Tell us, Anita, about the complete lineup of the Colorado. Are there a couple of different engines available? And tell us about all the different ways the truck can be configured.
Okay, currently in 15 model year, we have two gasoline engines, our 2.5-liter four-cylinder and our 3.6-liter V6. Two very impressive and very capable gasoline engines that are going to really be exciting to the customer. Then in this calendar year, as a 16 model year, we're coming forth with our Duramax diesel.
Oh, wow.
That is absolutely going to bring in another exciting level of performance to the mid-size truck segment. And that is going to deliver an estimated 369 foot-pounds of torque. So it's a very exciting addition to our mid-size truck family that's coming later this year that you're going to look forward to driving.
You're going to love the torque figures of these modern-day diesels. Not only
they bring it home.
Fuel efficient and don't have any of the bugaboos of the diesel vehicles of years ago, but just deliver tremendous power right off the line.
Absolutely.
That's going to be a great addition to the Colorado. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us here at the Auto Show and telling us all about Motor Trend's 2015 Truck of the Year. It is the Chevrolet Colorado, and Anita Burke has been our very special guest. She's the chief engineer on the Colorado. Anita, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure.
We'll take a time out and then more from Detroit. Don't go away.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We the people.
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.